19th pack of Shabbos, Mishnah Vav, continue with Hilchos Mila. This is halacha of the Mila itself. How much has to be removed? Elei matitzim ha-ma'afim es ha-mila. These are the pieces of skin that, if they remain behind from the orla, we consider the child not yet fully mouth, and we have to remove these parts. Bosa ha-choyfet rei v'atara. It is the skin of the orla that covers the majority of the atara. This robe can be in one of two ways. Either robe of the goiva from the body, where it starts in the body till the tip, going away from the body, that in that direction, or it could be roif hakeper, which means that the atara, the end of the aver, is cylindrical. So it's a robe of the circumference of even part of that atara which is covered over. It's also enough to make the Brit Mila not acceptable. Yeah. They know the chuma. You can add chuma as long as this was not removed, because he's still considered an oral, and an oral is not ready chuma. It might be about both. Sometimes the bris was done properly, but he's a fat kid, and because he's a chubby kid, so the skin swells up around it, and sometimes the aver sinks in. And when you look at a child when he's a baby, it looks like he didn't have a full bris. So that's the tachmas may marzai. Since the bris was done properly originally, you just have to fix it for Marasayan purposes. It's the only din derabbanan. The tikkun generally is done just by pushing it down into the right place. When it grows older, it looks the way it should look. Yeah. If the bris, like we said before, was not done properly in the first place, then it has to be cut off. Mobile paras and milakila mob. The person cut off the outside foreskin, but he left on the membrane underneath. It's considered halachically like the mila was not done. So it's important that this priyat skin has to also be either removed or pushed back into a position that won't be covering that tar. Even if the only thing that's covering that tar now is priyat skin, that also would render the mila not kosher.